A collection of 100 works of art by Henri Matisse and his contemporaries is now on display at the Oklahoma City Museum of Art. As KGOU's K. Carlton Greer reports, it's the only exhibition of its kind outside of Europe.
It's going to be very loud.
Mari Ford gives a quick warning before unboxing one of dozens of crates at the Oklahoma City Museum of Art earlier this month. You can feel the tension in the room. Several people stand in silence as Ford removes the screws, one by one. Once the crate is open, a worker peels away layers of foam and plastic before unveiling the masterpiece.
Can I take a picture of it?
An employee snaps a picture of The Algerian by Henri Matisse. Two others, wearing crisp white gloves, remove the art from its casing.
We've been looking at them on computer screens and on sheets of paper for over 2 years, and to see them in person, it's really spectacular.
The Algerian shows a dark-haired woman donning a light blue dress with a deep neckline. Curator Michael Anderson says the painting is undoubtedly ahead of its time.
This is actually a work that's incredibly important because it predates when Matisse was most sort of focused on the subject in the 1920s, or even when Picasso was emulating him much later in the 50s and 60s. This is 1909, so it's a really important work historically.
The exhibit has several different sections spanning the French artist's extensive career. One focuses on Matisse's paper cutouts, another on cubism. This painting is part of the Odalisque's Room, a series of art devoted to female harems.
And so in this section, you'll see two Matisse's faced off against two Picassos, and those were two Picassos that were created in direct response, and the latter in homage to Matisse. So this is kind of the Picasso versus Matisse section of the exhibition.
Pablo Picasso and Henri Matisse often painted similar subjects, but the finished pieces ended up remarkably different.
They're two artists that really had a great rivalry over the course of decades, so it's fun to see them side by side.
A personal rivalry?
Yeah, very much. They really kind of considered each other to be their only rivals. And so one artist would paint one painting, and the other would see it as a challenge and paint something in their own style to kind of respond to it. And they did that for years.
Matisse pushed boundaries. He used bold, deep colors directly out of the tubes.
Matisse was the bridge between the world of the Impressionist of the late 19th century and modern art of the 20th century.
Michael Whittington is the president and CEO of the museum. He says Matisse even offended people with his use of color. There are several paintings in the exhibit, even some not by Matisse, that give you a sense of the artist. But there's this one.
There is a very, very important work in the exhibition, and it's in the cubist portion of the exhibition, in the middle portion of the exhibition. It's a view from the French window at Collier.
Collier is an idyllic French Riviera village near the Spanish border. The town's rocky coast collides with crystal blue waters.
And in this view, Matisse painted an open French window, but instead of a beautiful seascape beyond, it's totally black.
Black. The painting is hard to miss in such a colorful collection.
It stands out to most of us because it's not the Henri Matisse that we think we know, but it really is the Henri Matisse that was the revolutionary Henri Matisse.
Most of the art is on loan from the Centre Pompidou in Paris. There are also pieces from the Musée d'Orsay and a private collection. Four are from Oklahoma City.
Because of the magnitude of the exhibition, and there are masterworks that have never traveled outside of Europe and will never be seen in this configuration ever again. This is a unique experience. We knew the appeal would be national and probably international.
People from as far away as Hawaii have bought tickets. Whittington is not surprised the collection landed in the heart of the United States instead of someplace like New York.
Oklahoma City is a very sophisticated, highly desirable place to live where anything is possible. So why wouldn't this be in Oklahoma City?
We're proud of our sports teams, Whittington says, and we also have reason to be proud of our art. For KGOU, I'm Kate Carlton Greer.